Welcome, everyone, to week number 4 here of the KMZA Locker Room Chats. It's hard to believe that we're nearly halfway over here with the football season, and the regular season at least. Again, here we're with Frankfurt's head coach, Nick Anderson. This Frankfurt Wildcat Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Winklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. Well, here, Frankfurt Wildcats 1-2 on the season, 0-1 here in the league, finding their first victory of the season with a huge win over the Salmon Gorillas of 46-0, a great win there for your team. What can you tell me about that matchup last Friday?
You know, I thought we did a good job responding from our 0-2 start. We probably had our best practice of the week that Wednesday, and you could tell the kids were really locked in on what we were trying to accomplish, and we're continuing to get better. We knew there was going to be growing pains this year, and so we're looking for consistent improvement, and I do think we're getting that. And then as far as Salmon goes, you know, they had some things we thought we could attack defensively, and we were able to do that early. And defensively, I thought we played a lot better gap sound, and a lot better team defense. So it was a good win for us.
Well, real quick, let's stay on that defensive note real quick. You held the Gorillas just to 4 total first downs. What was the key there to keeping the Gorillas behind the sticks and limiting their offense?
We just did, a good job filling the gaps. You know, Fred Rosequist was a beast for us up front. He's playing as well as anybody for us defensively, and he's a handful for other teams, and so he anchored us up front. And like I said, we read quicker than we have up to this point in time, and then we eliminated the big play, which has been a Achilles heel for us the first couple weeks. So all good signs.
Well, bringing back to a word you said earlier, consistency. One player who has been completely consistent on your team has been Wes Anderson. Last Friday, he threw for 136 yards, 3 touchdowns, including 8 of 13. He also had 5 carries for 75 yards, adding one more score. I know we talked about Anderson becoming more of a leader this year, as well as being more of a rusher this year. Again, another great game with his legs, 75 yards and a rushing touchdown. What can you tell me about Anderson and what he's brought to your team here for these first 3 weeks?
Yeah, he's that constant leader for us. He's not vocal by nature, but he's turned himself into a pretty vocal leader, which we need on this team. And you know, we go as he goes. He's been rock solid for us, and you know, he kind of sets the tone for everything we want to try to do, and every week teams try to take him out of the equation, and so he sees a lot of things that probably most quarterbacks don't have to see and don't have to deal with, and he's done a great job of staying cool, calm, and collected, and trying to figure things out as the game goes along.
Well, I'll talk about Hanover, the team that you're facing this Friday, the first game of districts here in segment number 2, but real quick, you know, before you get in the district, like, you just finished your first 3 games of the season. What can you tell me what your team has kind of learned for these first 3 weeks and what they can apply here going forth into districts?
Well, it was, you know, get as much experience as we could. A lot of young guys, a lot of inexperienced guys, and the first 3 games were, you know, get them ready and let them know what varsity football is all about, especially in this part of the state. And, you know, things are only going to get tougher as we go on. But regardless of where we're at, we understand that, you know, nothing that we did in those first 3 games has any bearing on the rest of our season. And so season 2 is kind of starts this week.
Well, as I mentioned, the Frankfurt Wildcats take on their first district game of the season, and it's against a league opponent in the Hanover Wildcats, Frankfurt. They will be at home for that matchup. It's also our 92.1 KMZA game of the week. We'll talk about more about the matchup in segment number 2 coming right up. Welcome back, everyone, here to segment number 2 of the Frankfurt Wildcats Locker Room Chat here on KMZA. It's our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA, the Frankfurt Wildcats taking on the Hanover Wildcats. Again, a big matchup here between these two teams. Last year, you were on the road taking on Hanover. Now, this time, you take them on at home. What are some keys to this matchup coming up this Friday, Coach Anderson?
Well, it's kind of the theme all year. It's about us. We're going to have to go play clean football. We're going to have to go play physical football, and we're going to have to eliminate our mistakes, and they're a very good team. They got size, they got speed. Scheme wise, they're very, very good and fundamentally sound. So it's going to take a great effort on our part to give ourselves an opportunity.
Yeah, I know last season through the first 3 games, Hanover had only given up 16 points. Well, now they've only given up 14 points in their first 3 games this year. What's it going to take for your offense to get going early here against this Wildcat team?
And like, it's kind of the same thing we talk about every week. They're too good if you get yourself in bad down and distance situations. You got to stay ahead of the sticks, and you got to be willing to be patient offensively, because they're not going to give you the big play very often. They're very sound. And like I said, schematically, they do a lot of different things, with their coverages and with how they attack you with their guys up front. So you got to be patient, and you got to, you know, just kind of, attack them as slow and steady as you can and try to put some drives together. On the other side of the ball, it's, You know, they do all kinds of motions, and schematically they're as probably as complex as anybody as we play. It's just about reading your keys and getting 8 hats to the football.
Well, reflecting from last year, it was a loss of 28-24. I mean, how are you kind of feeling out this Hanover team here in 2025? Are you seeing them kind of similar in 2024? Have they found a lot of improvements for the first 3 weeks?
Well, they got a lot of guys, and most of their skill guys are a year older, and you can definitely see their growth and development. And, you know, for an 8-man team, they got a lot of depth. They play a lot of kids, which is an advantage in games like this. You can keep guys fresh. And, so it's, like I said, definitely going to be a challenge. They're a very good team, very well-coached team. And, like I said, we got to be right on Friday to be there.
Well, again, how important is it? You are entering districts. This is the first district game here against Hanover. The week after here, you'll take on Thunder Ridge. You'll go on the road. But again, how important here is districts now starting here for your team?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the winner of tomorrow's game will set themselves up for a chance to, you know, compete with Axtell for a district title. And that's always a good situation. But, you know, we try to tell our kids, every district, regardless of who you're playing, every district game is, you know, means the same. And so, you know, whatever happens, happens. We just got to find a way to get into postseason play. Improving your seeding and having a great seed is fantastic. But find a way to get in, and then you can play other teams outside of our league and do a little damage.
Well, Coach, thank you for always joining us, and good luck here this Friday taking on the Hanover Wildcats.
All right, thank you.
That was head coach Nick Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats. Again, this Frankfort Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. And as a reminder, Frankfort taking on Hanover is our 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week.